This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving. Unashamed and unafraid, because I believe you mean it when you say, I am strong, beautiful, I am good enough. I belong after all, because of what you've done. This is real, what I feel, no one made it up. I am loved. Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
I am so thankful to be with you today, and we have a great guest. I've only met her on the phone, but I feel this connection with her. Have you ever met somebody where you meet them and just immediately you have this connection? It's a wonderful thing, and it is no coincidence. It definitely is not. So without any further ado, I want to introduce Deborah Crowe, and let me just give you a little background. She's been an entrepreneur since 1990. She's worked within the medical and rehabilitation sector as a medical case manager for over 25 years and is considered a neurotrauma expert in the province of Ontario. She's seen and worked with many clients and families who have experienced tremendous loss and trauma through workplace accidents, car accidents, and life-threatening illnesses. She's now in her second career, that gives us hope, doesn't it, as a work-life balance specialist. Deborah supports men and women who have placed themselves on the back burner in life. She boosts them emotionally and gives them the tools to manage employment, family, and self so that they can regain their work-life balance. We all need that, don't we? It's not about strategy. It's about a new way of thinking. Deborah lives in London, Ontario, Canada, and works with clients all over the globe. She has co-authored two books this year. The first is called The Change, and it has soared to number one on Amazon. The second book is called The Voice That Changed Everything, a book of gratitude, will be published at the end of November. So without any further ado, welcome to the show, Deborah. It's so good to have you on here.
Well, Sue, thanks so much for having me. I'm honored.
The honor is mine. I'm just thankful we both could take the time and take a breath and come together. So I just want to jump right in here and ask, why did you become an entrepreneur?
Well, I decided at a young age I was going to be an entrepreneur. My dad was an entrepreneur, and I think he fostered and showed me the ethics of working really hard, but it absolutely had lots of privileges, and you put the work in the beginning, and you reap the fruit of your labor later. And I learned that very, very young from my dad, and I decided he passed away when I was 21, so the following year is when I launched into my business.
A lot of similarities there. I lost my father around 21 also. He was 60 years old and died of lung cancer.
Yeah, my dad was 54, and he died of a heart attack.
Wow!
So I named my business after him. So I've definitely kept his entrepreneurial spirit, and it was one of the last things he said to me before he passed away. He said, "You need to be in your own business," and I was like, "Okay, Dad." So I think he's watched me grow over the past 27 years, and I think he's been there through all of the challenges and all of the celebrations, and I think I've kept his spirit alive for sure.
I always say I can feel my mother smiling down on me, so I understand that too. I can really relate. Now there's probably a few that are listening that are thinking, you know, gosh, I'd like to do that, but I'm really not sure what it takes, or they don't have that courage to just take that step forward and just do it. What would you say to them?
Well, it's an interesting question, and I get asked it a lot. I would, if I even had to talk to my younger self, Sue, you just can't have any fear. You just have to really have clarity and vision for whatever your passion is, and you just have to go for it because life's too short. We never know that tomorrow's going to be a gift for us. That's why they call today a present, right?
Exactly.
So I just say life's too short. It doesn't matter what age you are. If it's something you're really passionate about and you think you can really bless the world with who you are and the genuine attributes that you have, whatever your craft may be, then why not go for it?
That's true, and it doesn't mean that the path is going to be easy, and definitely you're going to have to research and get the knowledge you need and get counseling, you know, so that you have that support system with you. And most importantly, what you said is the passion part, and I totally relate to that in the sense that you know, when the times get tough, it's that passion that can send you through it. And it's the purpose that God has created us for.
Absolutely. I fully concur with everything you just said.
Right. You have on this little piece of paper here that I am referring to, and you have a scripture, and I love incorporating scriptures. And I don't know if you've got it memorized or if you've written it down, but this is one of my favorites, the Psalm 29:11.
It's one of my favorites, and I've actually used it too in my bios at some different conferences, especially if I'm speaking at a Christian conference. I feel it's just part of my bio that I want to share with people to let them know that they've hired a like-minded speaker, not only in the topic that they're wanting to learn, but also in the Lord. So it's one of my faves.
Can you share it?
So Psalm 29:11 is, the Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace.
So why did you migrate to a work-life balance specialist?
Well, I realized in my case management practice that whoever I landed up looking after, there was always a family associated with that person who was injured. So I learned quite quickly that when I got a new client, I actually got the whole family. And I was helping them through a very difficult time in their life because it was some form of trauma. And I realized that work-life balance is really about good time and organizational skills. So when I decided to close my practice, I hired a business coach, and I worked for 2 years on my exit strategy. And when I looked at all the skills that I had been doing since my 20s when I started my company, that was the common thread for me. And I thought, I'm going to continue helping people with work-life balance, but just in a different context.
When I listen to you, I'm thinking that you've been prepared for your next assignment, going through what you went through and helping all of those families where they were, right where they were. It created this understanding that that is your purpose, and you've been prepared for this new assignment. And that's pretty exciting, and most people don't realize when they're going through difficult times or when they're going through maybe stretch times where they're not real comfortable, that those times were put there for a specific purpose to prepare for the next assignment. Would you agree with that?
I do, and I don't normally share in interviews, but that's exactly what happened to me. I closed my practice, and it's funny how God works in our lives. And my oldest daughter got in a car accident and sustained a brain injury, and I have worked from home and been taking care of my daughter and have the knowledge to take care of her and work with all the different professionals. But I just believe that sometimes God takes us out of a situation, and sometimes we may think we're in the right situation, but I was working on some other things and doing some consulting work, and then this happened. And I thought, okay, I've got it now. So it's been a lot of praying and soul searching and really gathering my clarity. And this is exactly what God wants me to do, because I'm reaching the masses. You know, when I speak or do consulting or mentoring, I know I've saved marriages. I know I've really mentored young people, and I have such an overwhelming feeling of gratitude when I'm done working with any of my clients now. It's different than anything I've ever felt before, Sue.
I think we're in connection there also. We go through things, and we all have a life story. We go through things not understanding all the whys behind everything that's happened. But down the road, and as we go through our life journey, things come up and we're going, wow, I feel like I can connect to this person, or I can connect to this emotion because I've been here, I've done this. It's not exactly the same, but you can relate on a different level because of where you've been in your experiences in your own personal life.
Absolutely. And I wake up every day, and I've always started my day with gratitude. And I just, you know, I put it out to the Lord and say, you know, guide me where you want me to go today, and let me carry my message where you think I need to go. And it's a much different way of running your business and being an entrepreneur. But I, you know, just this year alone, I've reached so many more people with my message and meeting people like yourself. So it's almost like I'm being aligned with other like-minded, progressive, faith-filled, as I called it, entrepreneurs, which I'm loving. I'm loving every minute of it.
And I'm thankful. I'm thankful for this time together. And I do the same. You know, before I put my feet on the floor, I just say, Lord, guide my steps. And we all should be doing that and giving thanks for just breath, for just breathing, for the rain, for the sun, for just being able to get up and take a shower. There's some that are listening that aren't able to take a shower, and we take these little tiny things for granted. You're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. Thank you, San Diegans, for joining in, and up north, down south, and all over the world now. I'm just so thankful for all of you that are listening, and I'm thankful for those that have listened and connected with me. I really appreciate getting to know where you are in your journey of life, and I like to be a part of it. I like to, listen, pray, respond back. So thank you for connecting. If you haven't connected, maybe you don't know how. So let me tell you how. Go to Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, oneword.com. And when you go there, you'll have different choices and options of things that you might want to gain or get or listen to. I have 6 years of podcasts by subject matter, by guest, like Deborah. You can just go on there on your leisure and listen when you want to listen. And it's so wonderful to have that at your access anytime, day or night, when you're needing it. And to share it. You know, sometimes we hear things and we're going, oh, I wish so-and-so could hear this. Well, guess what? You can share it with them now. So I'm so grateful and thankful for all of the electronic ability to get further and get our messages out so much further. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. So I think of the Proverbs 31 woman, and it sounds like you're that type of woman. Would you agree, Deborah?
I would agree with that, and I've used that proverb like I mentioned in other interviews as my bio when I'm being introduced, because I think I am that strong entrepreneur woman, but I lead with my strength, and I always lead with dignity and integrity, and I know my best days are still yet to come, Sue.
Amen, sister. I'm right there with you on that one. I'm believing that also, and each step is with intention and purpose. I don't waste a moment, and I know you don't either.
And I think, too, when you're faith-filled, I think you know, if you have days that are busy or may not go that way, I always sit back and take a breath and think, okay, what's the lesson here? What am I to learn? And it's just funny when you have that mindset, you don't really have a bad day. You may have a day go that's not planned the way you know, originally intended it in the morning, but I always stop now and take that time. And there's always a lesson or something that I need to just maybe spend a bit more time on. I'm just more open and really aware.
Search me and know me, O God, if there's any evil way, pluck it out. That 139, Psalm 139 comes to mind there. And, you know, it's funny. I was just shaking my head yes, along with the producer, Katie, here. She's going, because I've said this before. So we are so connected. It's amazing. I can't wait to meet you in person. So did you have a dream as a young girl to own your own business? I know you said your father was, but did you have a dream when you were young?
Well, I did, and I had an Irish nana that I spent a tremendous amount of time with, and she really, I think, was such a blessing in my life in my formidable years, and she was the voice that changed everything. In the second book I just co-authored, she was my voice, and she would take me to every kind of church, and she'd say, God is in all churches, but I don't want you to get caught up on just Sundays for an hour. You got 168 hours in your week, and you have him at your disposal 24/7. So I dreamed as a young girl, because she'd say to me, you can do anything you want if you put your mind to it. And if you're confused or feeling displaced, you just pray and you ask for guidance. And I still do that to this day.
That is such a word of encouragement for everyone. You know, we are here for a purpose. We were created for a purpose, and it's not just to go through the pains. Is it? It's to experience God's love and all that he has created for us, just in the rainbow. You know, after the rain, you know, you have the sun, then you have the rain, and then you have this beautiful rainbow. And you just realize that's kind of like our lives. You know, you have a little rain, you have a little sun, and then there's these heightened moments where you have this beautiful, beautiful rainbow. And could it get any better? Yes, of course it can. But at that moment in time, if we just take a minute and just breathe, I know that, you know, Thanksgiving just passed, and in the Thanksgiving spirit, there are many people that don't you know, they might have not had a family to sit with around the dinner table, or maybe they just had Del Taco for Thanksgiving dinner. Maybe they worked through Thanksgiving because they didn't have anything else to do. I'm saddened by that, but I also realize that that doesn't mean every Thanksgiving's going to be like that. It means this one was, but how much more are we going to appreciate the next ones when we feel or understand the need we have, the void we might have, and how we can make a change by making a decision that that's not going to be what it's going to be in the future. And we're going to do something because we have something to do about this, don't we? We can have dinner at our house if we have a house. And we can invite people over that maybe are, you know, in the same boat. And we can invite them over and sit them at our table. And then we can feed those lonely hearts for that time. So I'm kind of excited about what God has in store in the next moment, the next week. I'm excited for everyone listening right now. What's one challenge you see in people that your talents address? Ooh, I'm really excited to hear this one.
Well, I think the biggest challenge, I love what you just said, by the way. I'm going to tie it into my answer.
Okay.
I think the biggest challenge that I see in people is we live in what I call a fast-paced drive-through society.
No kidding.
And I'm a Gen Xer. So I was that generation right after the baby boomers. They called us the latchkey and divorce kids. We were the only kids to be exposed to divorce and daycare. And it's interesting because if you look at the different generations, and I see this when I'm doing my mentoring for work-life balance, everybody gets so caught up in the imbalance that they don't even know how to get work-life balance because this world is so technology-based, which is a blessing, but it's also a curse because
Absolutely.
People don't turn off.
It's true.
And, you know, so the biggest challenge is I have to help them discover the imbalance so they can see where in their life that they're not giving time that needs time to provide them with work-life balance. So, you know, the example you just used a minute ago, it's not about what life hands you. It's about how you choose to deal with it. Mm-hmm. You got to make a conscious decision. So it may be for now, but it's not forever.
Mm-hmm.
You have that ability to change that. So once I'm able to take clients and companies, or even if I'm doing a keynote, I always do an exercise. I don't care if there's 500 people in the room, and I'm like, show me what you spend your week on. And it's been really emotional, Sue, because I've had people in tears coming up to the stage saying, my friend's dying of cancer and I haven't called her in 2 weeks, or I never go to the gym, or I don't do this, or I love God, but I don't give him any time in my life. It's very Oprah cliche, but it's an aha moment for them. It's emotional, but I always say, you know what? Now we've got a baseline to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all in how you want to interpret it, right? So that's the biggest challenge is people live in imbalance, or they're in a job that they hate. And then they hate their life, and they think that that's what they're going to do till retirement. They don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. That saddens my heart.
That saddens my heart, too. Really does. I think about, you know, I'm the termite lady. I don't know if you know that, Mama Deb. But I'm called the termite lady. And it's interesting because people say, you know, well, what caused you to get into this business? And I was thinking to myself, you know, I went from fashion to bugs, which is comical. But if you think about it, it's business and I enjoy it and it's entrepreneurial. And so for me, it's like the business part, but it's also the employees that I get to touch, the ministry that I have through what I do. And it's so exciting because the Lord knew what he was doing, obviously. And I just had to be willing and able. I had to be an open vessel to be used for his glory. And if somebody would have said to me way back when that I was going to be the termite lady, I would have probably said, you know, they were off their rocker and, you know, where'd they come up with that? So it's amazing how what you said about it is now, but it's not forever. You know, it's right now, but it's not forever. I think that that's a little tiny story that I can relate to there. And to have people identify because we are so busy and to have people, even with that many people, realize and identify where they're at. Because if we don't know where we're at, we have no idea how to get somewhere else. It's kind of like a map. And you have to know you are here. And where do you want to go? But if you don't know where you're starting, you're not going to know if you even arrive. So it's great. That aha moment is wonderful. What is the hardest thing you have done in your life? I don't know what I would answer there.
When my dad passed away, we had just recently moved to the city that I'm still living in, and we didn't have an opportunity to go to a new church. And the minister that we knew from our previous small rural community had also fallen ill and had had a stroke.
Hmm.
And so I wrote the eulogy and stood up at my dad's funeral at 21 years of age, and it was probably the most heartfelt speech I've ever given, but it was one of the hardest things. And I wore a white dress. I refused to wear black because I was there to celebrate his life and who he was, and I knew his spirit was with me. But I think that was probably one of the hardest things that I had to do.
I believe that there's comfort in that right now. You know, during the holidays, my mom died right after Thanksgiving, so right about now. And, you know, holidays seem to be where many, many people end up dying. They try to hold on for the holidays, and then they let go. And I think that your words right there are encouraging. And you know what? I'm just going to tell everybody, you can wear white if you want to, doggone it. I think that's an awesome, awesome story, because we are celebrating their life. That's what it's all about.
My mother was so angry with me. She said, you know, you're going to look ridiculous and people are going to laugh. And I said, well, you know, Dad and his mother, which was my Nana that I was speaking of earlier, I never fit in. I was always the round pig in the square hole. So I thought white was great. I think it's just a shine of light when I see white. I think it represents clarity and vision, and it just felt right to me. So I wore a beautiful long white dress, and I just felt like that's what I should be doing. And I didn't let anybody's feelings or opinions favor me otherwise. And I made it almost to the end without crying. And then at the end, I had a few tears. I looked out and saw my dad's best friend in the first row, and I saw him starting to cry. But I just wanted to get up there and give him that last testament of strength that I had.
Awesome, awesome story. We are going to be back right after this brief break. So stay tuned to more of Mama Deb and Sue Freeze.
Hi, Sue Freeze, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy, Tyson, stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreespelledlikefries.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
If you own or run a small business, here's some straight talk. No hype about how you can save up to hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on health benefits, business insurance, and HR issues. A company named Simpolicy can provide A to Z services for your employees to save you countless extra hours of work. Dealing with benefits, workers' comp, human resources, and business insurance. And they can save you money, improving your bottom line by helping with employee management. How much money? Just log on to Simpolicy.com and quickly fill in your employee census. Simpolicy will analyze your info and suggest ways to improve your employee benefits while reducing expenses, so you can run your business and let Simpolicy do the drudge work. Find out more at Simpolicy.com. That's Simpolicy.com. Or call 888-980-8150. 888-980-8150. 888-980-8150. Simpolicy. Your small business resource, a sister company to Montage Insurance Solutions.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites.
every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their two-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you so much, Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, for sponsoring this show. It's a wonderful show, and thank you, listeners, for just tuning in and being a part of it today. And I know you're getting some golden nuggets to contemplate and to help you on this journey called life. Learning to Breathe, the first book I wrote, is my journey with my son, who chronic asthmatic, and now is 33. He's doing great. He works with me at Ecola, and we learned so much in that journey, and there's just nothing more important than making sure your kids are as healthy as they can be and that they have a full life. And, you know, doing all we can as parents to make that as comfortable as possible is, I don't know. I don't know anything more important than that. And so if you know somebody that has asthma, if you know somebody that has respiratory issues, it would be a great Christmas present. So it's there for you. You can go to SueFreeze.com. I'll autograph this book or the next book that we're going to be talking about in just a minute. Great Christmas present. So it's there for you. Sim Policy is exactly that. It's simple insurance. And if you don't have insurance, if you're not liking what you have, give Sim Policy a chance and get the education you need by connecting with them with the information they gave you at the break. So, Deborah, we're back now, and we have about 20, 25 minutes left to this show. So why did you decide to co-author the Change Book in the Change Book series?
Well, it's an interesting question. I would like to ask you the same, but I'll answer you first.
Okay.
I have to say I'm really touched by your questions, and I'm more taking that with my heart, because I love that when we talked about the questions and you really had me dig deep to my soul and think about scripture. So in this particular question, I thought of Hebrews 10, and it's verse 24 and 25, and I would just like to recite that, and then it'll segue me to answer your question.
Thank you.
And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. And that's how I feel about the change. When Jim Britt and Jim Lutz called me, it was so interesting, Sue. I had just literally put a prayer out in the new year, and I was working on my whole book on work-life balance, and I asked the Lord to really bring the right people into my life this year that would make me bigger, better. I could learn for them. I could align with them. They'd have the same core beliefs and values and be faith-filled, and that is all what this year has been. I have met the most incredible people. So when I was asked to be a co-author in The Change, I didn't even flinch, because I knew it was the start of my journey and the answer to the prayer that I had asked the Lord for this year. And it has just grown into this amazing global community of over 200 authors. We are in 22 countries. And Jim Lutz and Jim Britt joke with me all the time and say, Deb, you're never going to have to book a hotel room for the rest of your life because you have colleagues and friends all over the world. And as much as that's funny, and I am making a pun, it's very truthful. I've met the most amazing entrepreneurs who are like-minded, and a lot of them have turned in to be friends. But going back to what we talked about before the break, I knew that my voice was to go to the masses of what I needed to say about work-life balance and how I got to that point in my life. And what a great modality to do that, to be in a book with other co-authors. And the whole book focuses and stems on the foundation of empowerment. I just can't think of a better gift to share with anybody, Sue. And I'm sure you had a similar thought when you were asked to join.
Well, if you're saying you want to know, I'll tell you that this radio show was not something that I had thought about. It's not something that was in my radar at all. It's kind of funny, and I haven't really said this too often, but when I look at the moon, I see a woman in the moon, her face with a microphone in front. And I was thinking singing, but I sing in church, but I don't really have the voice, you know, that type of voice. And so I'm thinking, what does this mean? What does this mean? And then I get asked by this station to have my own radio show. And I'm like, what am I going to talk about? And so when I started thinking about that and what I'm going to call, what the show should be named, what came to mind was the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. Because that's exactly who I am, what I am. My journey to this point has been the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. And I know that each person's been created for a specific purpose. I've told both my children as they've been growing up that that's what they were created for. Having the radio show was the beginning of this. You said that your second chapter or of your life, you know, what did you say?
When I knew I was to migrate from the medical case management role into a work-life balance specialist, I knew it was my calling.
Calling, right. And I'm believing the same thing for me, is that it's like my second chapter, or if there's multiple chapters, it's a second half. It's a new season. And everything that has happened up till now is preparing for this next assignment. And I believe I'm supposed to be speaking to people. And here I am speaking on the radio. The difference is that I visualize me speaking where I can see the people. I want to visually see the people, because I can connect when I have the people in front of me. Even though I feel the Holy Spirit and I feel His presence and I feel the Lord is here, and I'm always aware of the feelings that happen by the words that are spoken. It's a sensitivity. When you're in front of people, if people are silent and they're not, you know, moving around in their seat, I just sense that there's a message that's being spoken, that's being heard in a deep, deep way. And I think that's really important. So when I got the call, I thought it was really weird. I had written a book, Learning to Breathe, which had to do with my son and the asthma, which goes along with the alternative treatment chemical, termite and pest control company. It all goes together. Getting a call by these two gentlemen, and I'm like, well, how did you get my name? How did you even know to call me? And they really didn't know how they got to me. And then when they found out I was the termite lady, they didn't think at first that the connection was there to be part of the book. And after we started talking, I said, no, wait a minute. I said, I think I am supposed to do this, but I am so overwhelmed and so busy right now. There is no way I can pull away from my business to do this. And I said, what book are you on? And they said, book 6. And I said, how about, I like the number 7. Are you doing a number 7? And they said, yes. And I said, okay, I want to be in your book 7. And they said, okay, so you know what I thought? I thought that I was going to have like 3 or 4 months. I had 3 or 4 weeks, not even. And I'm thinking, wow, that just didn't buy me very much time at all. But you know what? It's amazing what we can accomplish when we put our minds to something, when there is a goal set. And you know it's of great importance. It's amazing how you can get laser beam focus and you can make things happen by just, you know, being present and asking the Lord to guide your thoughts and to you know, kind of numb out all the other noise. And that whole, I spent an entire weekend just totally, totally just immersed in prayer and immersed with my computer and my notebook and all of that. And it was pretty amazing, but it happened, and it was very exciting. So
I did the exact same thing.
Did you?
Yep. And I said a prayer, and I put my hands on my keyboard tray.
Yeah.
And I just said, Lord, you know what? Just guide my fingers and make sure that I get everything out that you want me to say. And it's so funny, because I basically took a snippet of my whole book. And many readers called me, because after I usually speak, I have my book there for sale. And women and men have said to me, okay, we know how you wrote this. This is like a little appetizer to the book that's coming. And I know I will get the whole book done, but much like you said, I'm being guided and I'm not interrupting the path. I'm going with the faith flow is what I like to call it.
The faith flow.
And
like
yeah, and when things interrupt my faith flow, I stop, I breathe, like you say, I ponder and think, okay, what's the message for today?
Yep.
And then I get back on the faith highway and carry on. But I don't let it bother me. I think, okay, there's an interruption for a reason. I just kind of really need to take a step back and breathe and think about, okay, what's my message here? I'm getting a message.
Right.
And I'm just really in tune with that.
You're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And we are talking to Deborah Crowe, who is a co-author in The Change, which is a series of books. And just to give you a little background, which Deborah could probably do this better, but I'll just give you my version, is that there are 20 authors that co-author the book. And what's wonderful about that is you're getting 20 different perspectives, 20 different people that are putting their own spin on The Change. What does that mean to these individual persons? And I bet you every single person could definitely write a chapter on the subject of change, because guess what? We all go through change. It's inevitable. My book starts out my first line, which I think the first line is incredibly important, is do you love who you are? That's my first line, because we do need to love ourselves. And sometimes, you know, we beat ourselves up so bad that we feel we're unworthy to receive love, to have love, and it's such a lie. And so do we love who we are? And the really wonderful message to that is that if you don't, guess what? You can change. You can change to be the kind of person that you want to be. I heard a pastor say one time, Lord, please make me the kind of person my dog thinks I am. And isn't that so true?
That's a good one. I haven't heard that one before.
Isn't that funny?
that's very good.
Okay, so tell me, you already kind of did say how you start your day. Let's go down that road one more time. How do you start each day?
So that makes me think of Psalm 118, verse 24.
Okay.
The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. So as soon as I'm blessed to wake up, and I'm an early bird, I often wake up before the alarm. And I open my eyes, and then I close them again, and I always just thank the Lord for the day, and I'm already giving gratitude for the day that I'm about to experience. And again, I know what some of the day is going to bring me, but again, I'm going with that faith flow, and there's always different ebbs and flows to my day, much like you as an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have gratitude. So even if it's not a sunny, beautiful day, like today we didn't have sun, or you know, I worked with some people who were very negative and just couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I always say a prayer before I go and work with a client or speak with a client, or I'm on Skype with a client, and I always know that I'm going to have the power within to turn that situation around, but I don't let it affect the outcome of my day or my faith flow. So gratitude for me all the time, in the beginning of the day to set the intention, throughout the day, and then even at the end of the day when I'm going to bed. You know, thank you, Lord. I'm tired because I did great work today, and I'm getting my message out. And I know you were leading me, and thank you for leading me and making me stronger and who I was today and looking forward to tomorrow. So for me, it's not just a morning and a night thing. It's part of that whole faith flow that I keep repeating, but that is essentially who I am and how I live my life.
And that's very good. I say your attitude determines your altitude. I can't claim that as my own, but I live by that, and our attitude does determine our altitude. And in the Bible, it says, in all things, not some things, but in all things, give thanks. And it's not just for Thanksgiving. It's in every moment of every day, and pray without ceasing. And that means, you know, it doesn't mean you have to close your eyes. It doesn't mean you have to bow your head. You can pray when you're driving with your eyes wide open. You can pray any time and just give the Lord all the thanks and all the glory. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to do that. And then we stay in alignment with Him. So explain more about the Change book series. Can you? Because I know you have a lot more input than I do about that.
I can. So I called up Jim and Jim about, well, I'm in book five, so my book came out in June, and I called up Jim and Jim because I had the honor and privilege of meeting them in April in California and had some training, And one of the things that resonated with me was Jim talking about enjoying the journey as an entrepreneur and that boldness gets rewarded. So I called him up in July and I said, you've taught us that boldness gets rewarded. And they said, yes. And I said, I want to be the brand ambassador for the book. And so they said, okay, what does that look like? And I said, I want to do a radio show. So we have the Change Book radio show, which I'm very excited that you're going to be on in January. And we do it every Wednesday live, which is always a lot of fun, too, with technology and the weather and all the little mishaps that have gone on. And I just sit and listen, and I have a good laugh when things go wrong, and we just get signed back in and carry on. But it's just, the readers will learn inspiring and just diverse lessons, like you said, from co-authors from around the world. We're in 22 countries now. We have over 200 authors, and it really explores powerful, thought-provoking insights. And there's 20 inspiring co-authors, like you mentioned, Sue, in each book, and they take you on a journey of self-discovery and personal change, and it will touch every area of your life. And we've gone to number one on Amazon, and it is now the fastest growing personal development series in the world. And just having that association and affiliation with Jim Britt and Jim Lutz, that alone for me is invaluable. I just think they're just upstanding gentlemen to be associated with and who I call friends now.
Well, I want to get to the point where I have that type of relationship with them, too. I have never really met Jim Britt other than on the phone when they were interviewing for me to be on in the book. And Jim Lutz I've met, and what a wonderful man. And, you know, I'm looking at my book, the book 7. I don't have your book in front of me. But book 7, just to give you an idea of what's in this book, you've got Jim Britt letting go of the need to be in control. I don't know. Does anybody relate to that? Ha ha. Jim Lutz, The Blank Canvas. We've got Emmy Augustine, Creating Footprints to the Moon, Gillian Skier, Being Authentic. I love that. Authenticity. It's a wonderful thing. Valerie Bernard, The Biggest Game Changer, Kyle McHugh, Chasing Life. Christine Suva, Mastering Your Mindset for Success, Laurie Hansen, Stop Pushing, Just Allow. David Norris, Is It Good to Be You? D. Lee, Do a U-turn, commit to positive living by controlling your self-talk. Boy, do I believe in that. David Campbell, releasing the leader within you. Danielle M. Griffith, A New Paradigm for Confidence and Success. Dr. Tom Hemstra, The Words and the Bees of Bold, Transformational Change. Clay S. Nelson, How to Live a Happier, Healthier, More Productive Life. Who doesn't need to know more about that? Melody Taylor Flidge, Uniting Nations by Embracing Change Through Shadow Diving. Now, I haven't read that chapter, don't understand it, and don't know what that means, but I'm looking forward to reading it. Wendy C. Lee, Chronic Pain, It's All in Your Head. Carrie Murphy, How to Live an Inspired Life. George Gutierrez, Be the Change. Be the change you want the world to see. I have that above my door at my office. I love that. Linnea Hagen, The Profitability of Purpose, The Wizard of Oz, and You. And then mine is Change. Just Change.
Because so just in that list that you did, I've talked to almost all of those authors. There's at least 5 countries represented, and I've already interviewed some of those folks on the radio show.
Okay, so could you repronounce the names that I massacred?
You did pretty good. Wendy Lee.
Okay.
And Wendy actually lives with chronic pain and is a phenomenal lady, and I'm really looking forward to interviewing her. So, and coming from, you know, a medical case management world, it was just amazing to hear her story and her journey. So I'm looking forward to her telling her story on the show.
And I'm wanting to listen to it.
Well, it's, you know what, it gives me a half an hour. We do 2 30-minute segments, Sue, and we really bring out the best in each co-author, who they are, what they believe, why they wrote about this. I read their chapters before I interview them. There's always something, a little nugget that I pull out that resonated with me. And they just feel so good when they get off the phone because it just enriches that experience that took them back to the day when they got the phone call, just like you and I.
Well, I don't know about you, but I want to get more connected. I want to be more connected. I am pursuing purpose, and I think we all need to be doing that. And we need to understand, each and every one of us needs to understand that we have a reason for being. We have a reason to be on this earth, and it's not just to breathe. it isn't just to breathe. We have a journey, and we're being prepared for that next assignment. And so when we think of things that way, when things come our way and they're difficult, difficult times happen. You know, bad things happen to good people. They do. But you know, it's what we do with those times, what we do with those issues that come up that determine the outcome for us, and not just for us, because we have other people. You know, if you want to know if you're a leader, look behind you. Is there anybody following you? And I guarantee you that you are impacting somebody else's life. You might not realize it. You might not know who's watching and what's going on, but just understand that we are all in a position where we are impacting other people. You know, that's a pressure and it can be a burden, but really, is it? It's just that we need to be aware that that it does exist, that we all have people that are watching who we are, what we say, what we do, and we need to make sure that we are intentional with each step and each word. So, Mama Deb, what is this Mama Deb?
Well, it's such a fun story, and I'll give you the short version, but the youngest boy I ever had on my caseload was 2 years old, and he was unfortunately hit in a parking lot by a truck and almost passed away. And on the border in Canada, there's a city called Windsor, and it borders with Detroit, Michigan. So that little boy landed up going over to Detroit, Michigan through the tunnel, and a neurosurgeon saved his life. So I think it was his third neurosurgery. His mother went out to have a little smoke break, and I was sitting with him. And he woke up, and he put his little hand through the little rail that comes up on the patient bed, and he lifted his head, and he said, "Mama Deb, is that really you?" And his mom walked through the door, and I looked at her, and I said, "Are you okay if he calls me that?" And she said, "If there's any other woman that's going to be my son's mother," she said, "I want it to be you."
I'm crying.
So hair on the back of my neck standing up. And so I looked at her, and I looked at him, and I said, "Someday, Mama Deb is going to do something really, really beautiful with her name and make it for the greater good." So when I started Mama Deb, I called her and I told her what I was doing, and she got very emotional. And when, unfortunately, there's a lawsuit associated with his accident, but once it's settled, Sue, I'm going to write his story, because it's a beautiful story. He shouldn't be here, but I do think there was some major divine intervention, and he's 14 years old now. He's doing well. He'll never live on his own or go to school, but he's just a happy guy.
What an awesome story. I'm tearing up here. And, you know, we are at the end of the show, and I'm so bummed. I want to just keep talking.
I have to get on a plane and come to California, because I really want to meet you as well.
Okay. Well, you know, we talked about the speaking engagement. I want to be part of that. And listen, I have an empty room. You can come stay with me anytime.
Okay. So, I'll have to tell Jim and Jim, but you know what? God bless the change, because we would have never found each other.
Yes. God bless you. Until next week, have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
This has been the Sue Freeze Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS.
No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.